Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. When a Donut Goes to Therapy by Aaron Winters is a children's picture book that introduces therapy through a gentle, humorous, and visually memorable metaphor. Centered on a nervous donut who feels overwhelmed by big emotions, the story follows a first therapy visit and shows children what the experience can look like in practical terms. Rather than presenting therapy as intimidating or abstract, the book frames it as a supportive space for talking, playing, drawing, and learning simple coping skills. Written by a licensed professional counselor, it uses an accessible rhyme-driven style and bright illustrations to normalize emotional expression for young readers. The book is aimed primarily at children, but it also works as a resource for parents, caregivers, and therapists who want a reassuring way to explain mental health support to children. Its purpose is not to dramatize therapy, but to reduce uncertainty and make help seeking feel familiar. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using a donut as a visual metaphor for anxiety and healing. The book's most distinctive device is its use of a donut character whose whole functions as a visual symbol for worry and distress. That image gives children an immediate way to understand internal feelings without requiring abstract emotional language. As the donut moves through therapy, the changing shape of the whole reflects progress, making emotional growth visible in a simple form children can follow. This is especially effective in a picture book because young readers often process meaning through images before they can fully absorb explanation. The metaphor also avoids clinical heaviness. Instead of describing symptoms in medical terms, the story translates anxiety into a familiar object that feels approachable and memorable. Importantly, the whole does not disappear completely, which helps the book avoid the misleading idea that therapy erases all difficulty. That visual choice communicates a realistic message support, can reduce distress and improve coping, even when emotions do not vanish entirely. This gives the story a balance of reassurance and honesty. Secondly, showing therapy as play, drawing, and conversation rather than only talking. A key idea in the book is that therapy for children is not limited to sitting and talking. The donut discovers a room with toys and materials for drawing, which reflects how child therapy often relies on play-based communication. This matters because many children do not have the vocabulary to explain feelings directly, especially when they are anxious, shy, or overwhelmed. By presenting therapy as active and interactive, the book lowers the barrier to entry for young readers who may fear a formal office setting. It also helps adults understand that therapy can be developmentally appropriate rather than strictly verbal. The story structure demonstrates that playful activities are not a distraction from therapy, they are part of the therapeutic process. That distinction is useful because it shows how children can express themselves safely through indirect methods. The book, therefore, serves a practical educational role, making the mechanics of child therapy visible and less mysterious. It also gently normalizes the therapist as someone who listens, guides, and engages through multiple forms of expression. Thirdly, normalizing big emotions and reducing stigma around mental health support. The book is built around the idea that having big emotions is ordinary and not something to be ashamed of. The donut arrives nervous and uncertain, but the narrative treats that reaction as understandable rather than problematic. This framing is important because children often absorb adult attitudes toward therapy, including fear or stigma. By showing therapy as a safe place to explore feelings, the book presents emotional help as routine care rather than a last resort. That makes it valuable for families who want to introduce mental health support without overwhelming a child with adult concerns. The story also models emotional validation by acknowledging that multiple feelings can exist at once. Instead of insisting on quick happiness, it makes room for worry, pride, relief, and uncertainty. That broader emotional range gives children permission to be imperfect and still worthy of support. In category terms, the book stands out because it does not simply encourage positivity. It teaches acceptance of emotional complexity, which is a more realistic and useful foundation for children learning about mental wellness. Fourthly, embedding simple coping tools in an age-appropriate rhythm. The book includes a breathing exercise that gives children a concrete self-regulation strategy they can remember and repeat. Rather than explaining coping skills in abstract language, it places them inside a rhythmic, child-friendly phrase that is easy to absorb aloud. This matters because young children often learn best through repetition, sound, and gesture. The pacing of the text supports that learning style, turning coping into something embodied and accessible. The strategy is useful beyond the story because it gives parents and therapists a shared language for calming anxiety in the moment. The book does not overload the reader with many techniques, which keeps the message focused and practical. Instead, it introduces one clear tool within a supportive narrative context, making the skill feel natural rather than instructional. That approach is effective for a picture book because the reader is more likely to remember one meaningful example than a list of interventions. The result is a story that can function as both a comforting read aloud and a small behavioral cue for real-life emotional regulation. Lastly, serving as a parent and caregiver tool for explaining first-time therapy beyond its child audience. The book is designed to help adults explain therapy in a way that feels manageable and non-threatening. Many families need a bridge between an abstract recommendation for counseling and a child's actual understanding of what will happen in the room. This book provides that bridge by showing the waiting room, the therapist, the activities, and the emotional tone of a first session. That practical transparency can reduce resistance because children are less likely to fear what they can imagine more clearly. The book is also useful for caregivers who want a shared starting point for conversation, especially when their own words feel too clinical or uncertain. Because the narrative is warm and playful, it can open discussion without placing pressure on the child to respond in a certain way. Compared with many children's books about feelings, it is unusually specific about the therapy process itself. That specificity makes it more than a general emotional literacy book. It is a focused introduction to help seeking, which gives it lasting value for families preparing for counseling or trying to explain why therapy can be helpful. In conclusion, When a Donut Goes to Therapy is best suited for children, parents, caregivers, school counselors, therapists, and anyone preparing a young child for counseling or play therapy. Its main strength is that it explains a potentially unfamiliar process with clarity and warmth, without making therapy seem magical or intimidating. The book is especially useful for children who are anxious about first sessions, because it shows what the setting may look like and how a therapist helps through conversation, play, and drawing. For adults, it offers a practical shared reference point for discussing emotions and support in age-appropriate language. What makes it stand out in the children's mental health category is its combination of a memorable visual metaphor, realistic emotional framing, and a therapist-authored perspective. Many books for young readers talk broadly about feelings, but this one is more specific about therapy itself and treats that process as normal, useful, and accessible. Its balanced message is that therapy can help children feel better and cope more effectively, even if difficult feelings do not disappear completely. That realism is part of its value and distinguishes it from more simplified or purely reassuring picture books. If you would like to support Aaron Winters, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.